Do you care about the environment? Want to protect the habitat of endangered species? Want to plant more trees to make our mother planet more habitable? If your answer is yes, you can do your part by using specific mobile payment platforms such as Alipay and WeChat Wallet, as it seems. Chinese mobile payment users have made their contribution to these public welfare projects via special initiatives launched by Chinese mobile payment platforms. Well, ultimately, I want to know, without making a direct donation of money, how can these charitable purposes be achieved? But what comes to mind are striking examples such as ant forest, that's called ma yi,
Silly.
sun lian in Chinese, or 10-cent public welfare coins. Let's talk about these examples that apparently has got quite a few users.
Yeah, this issue might look very complicated, but essentially is we know that the companies, big companies like Alipay and Alibaba and Tencent, they all do corporate social responsibility programs. So one of the projects, what they do, for example, Alibaba, they're planting trees in the frontier areas in China. And for WeChat, I'm not familiar with it, but I'm sure they do. But what they do now with this payment system is they try and encourage users to get them involved. For instance, users who use Alipay to pay their utility bills like electricity and water, and also when they buy online tickets for their trains and planes, they accumulate certain green energy points.
Green
Green
energy
energy points,
points.
meaning you haven't driven all the way to the reception desk. So you save a lot of energy.
Right. So that points to an important point regarding this charity is it doesn't mean that those who spend more money will get more energy points. Actually, how these energy points work, right, is through you doing green things, doing things in a green way. So this is getting train tickets, right, and booking those train tickets online, taking the subway, utility payments online, not using receipts and all this different stuff, even things like walking. And electronic invoices. These will get you these green energy points. So that's also something that I think is really, really cool is it's not necessarily how much money can you spend on our platform, which would make sense for a company to do, right? You'd think, hey, this is a good initiative and this is a good way for getting people to spend money on my platform. But maybe one could argue that this is, in a way, kind of selfless of Alibaba because they're saying it's not necessarily correlated with how much money you spend using our payment system. Rather, how you go about your day doing green activities will contribute our money, not yours, to maybe, I guess, planting trees. And so that's one of the main points of this is, I guess, to date, they have 230 million Alipay users that have activated their ant forest accounts, which is how you do this, and that's what you have to activate. I guess they've thus far planted 10.25 million trees, equivalent to a 1.22 million ton reduction in carbon dioxide emissions.
Well, that's what they claim, and I think this is certainly a very green and promising initiative, but I think we need to sort of connect the dots before arriving to a conclusion, because it all sounds, I think, like a fabulous initiative, and keeping Mother Earth, sustainable living, all these things in mind. I can't think of a more ingenious project like this one, because usually when you're spending money, making your part in, consumption in the economy, and these days Chinese people go digital, go mobile with payment. In the payment landscape, it seems like it's basically Alipay and WeChat Wallet being the major players here, right? And here I'd just like to go a little bit into detail. As to do this show, we activated our accounts as well, even myself, a cave person. And then I see with Alipay, with the ant forest, you're practically planting a tree on your mobile phone, right?
Yeah, sure.
And but I haven't really gained many energy points, but according to what you guys have said so far, so maybe one option is spending 1,000 yuan buying maybe something, a pair of jeans or whatever.
Gas.
Yes, and then there's the other option of maybe purchasing gas, utilities, and...
Well, remember, it's not necessarily about how much you're spending,
yeah,
it's how you're doing this,
so
right?
Basically, the latter would be the way to accumulate more points.
So maybe not like gas, but like taking the subway, right? So that kind of thing.
That kind of thing. All right,
I was
so then...
when I said gas.
So every time when you accumulate more points, and then the tree, the virtual tree, will grow a little bit taller. It's all very visible.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, mm-hmm. And on the smartphone. So I think that's kind of playing with one idea of today's modern users, that we grew up like playing with these gadgets that maybe you can have a pet on a digital gadget.
Yeah.
And now you're sort of like planting a tree and taking care of a tree, a virtual tree. That sounds a little sad to me, but on your smartphone. And what about all the social functions that was kind of interesting, I think, to get people involved, as Lai Ming, you were telling me right before the show?
Yeah, interesting. You mentioned that gadget where you have a little device where you grow trees or raise animals. I'm not sure everyone has played that, but I'm sure a lot of us must have played the popular online game where you grow vegetables like cabbages or forests, and every morning you get up and you have other friends coming to your field and steal your crops. That's a very popular game. I think it was in 2010s, like 7 years ago, and I remember I was in college. I had to set an alarm clock to get up very early before the rest of my friends, they get up and try and steal my stuff. So what Alipay is trying to do now is incorporate that concept. They're encouraging users to mind their spending, their living styles, but also they're also encouraging them. They're making it very competitive. I read about people who have to set alarm clock like we did when we played that game. They have to get up very early to harvest their green energy points. Otherwise, the friends will come in and harvest them instead. So it's borrowed a very good, very competitive concept from a game that was very popular and introduced in this new Alipay system, make it very, very interactive and competitive.
Yeah, and that seems to be a way to get people hooked and also get your friends involved. And these days to get the social media element into this, and also payment, as that is such an integral part of everyday life, and connect that to charitable purpose is, I think, sort of the interesting point here. And
that's
also
what's amazing about this.
Yes, but also I have a question about the 10-cent welfare coins.
Well,
you know, so far we've seen that this feature has not been super popular, actually. So what's going on there?
I think they tried a program between August the 10th to September the 10th. I think it was a period of time where users can get to accumulate certain points by spending money using the payment system. And then they just translate that points into certain monetary points whereby the WeChat company would just donate that amount of money to maybe a professional public welfare company who will in turn do the real stuff.
Right.
Yes.
It was a trial system.
Right. And so these things would go to like nutritious meals and quality education for poor kids in poor areas, and also maybe helping kids who are suffering from disabilities and diseases, these kind of charities. So these were the ones you could donate to, although maybe it wasn't the most popular. What one thing I did like about that initiative was specifically... what they said is after you pay in an offline store via WeChat wallet. So I liked it because in a way I see that supporting the brick and mortar initiative, which I think, you know, we all get caught up in this kind of online payment and the convenience of life, but we forget to appreciate how nice it is to sometime walk out and get what you need right when you need it, this kind of thing, not waiting for a delivery, or just going to a place to browse and like spend your day doing window shopping rather than looking at your shopping through a computer screen. But, you know, Hyung, you had said like, let's connect the dots, as if you didn't believe like a company could do a good thing. You know, I feel like to some extent, a lot of people are like you. They're jaded, you know? So many times we see companies, no, I mean, absolutely, this needs to be raised, I believe. People believe, oh, why are they doing this? They're a company. All they want to do is maybe make money, this kind of thing. They just see profits in people, but not actual, like, wanting to help. So we're all so quick to, I think, jump on these companies for their charities and look at them with, a second glance. Yet I would say we should connect the dots. Look at this. They're not saying it's how much you spend through using my mm-hmm. service, which if I wanted to make money, that would be step number one. I'd say, so the more money you spend, the more we'll give to these people or these charities or making the environment greener. And on top of that, they're not saying, hey, donate a little bit more of your money in this purchase and we'll meet that halfway. They're saying, listen, do these activities, be greener in your lifestyle, mm-hmm. and then we'll plant a tree. We'll use our own money. So actually, none of what you're doing is coming out of your wallet, more of how you live your life. So in which case, maybe it's a company investing in a future because, you know, if we maybe some people could argue if we don't change our certain carbon emissions standards and these kind of things, there's maybe not going to be a future for the individual or the company. So in which case, maybe some companies are getting on this bandwagon and saying, hey, this is more about the environment than making profits.
I agree with Ryan.
Think we should look at companies like entities in the society, not just profit-making machines. Because if you have that cynical attitude with companies, you will have like a similar cynical attitude towards individuals. You will think, well, we live in the society. What we want is to keep our mouth fed. What we want is to make money. But that doesn't explain good people and bad people in the society.
I see what you guys mean. And, I guess my stance isn't that I don't believe in companies being able to carry a certain amount of social responsibility. But actually, I think for me, I am looking at this maybe with the eyes of scrutiny because I think it's a great cause, it sounds great, and also the way that this feature has been designed, it seems to work pretty well. And also, it feeds into, I think, a common mentality of those of the middle class. That is, you live in the city, you're busy with life, you maybe drive to work because you want to save some time, and it doesn't always work well that way, but you want to do something good about society. And you feel sometimes your hands are tied and strapped and there's limited amount that you can do. Mm-hmm. And what easier way is it that I can plant a tree that exists on my phone? But when does it and how does it be translated into the real world? As is there a real tree being planted? I just want to connect the dots to know that is actually happening.
I think there are some figures that a company wouldn't release and not expect someone to fact check, and they'd get in trouble for it. So when I told you 10.25 million trees, I think if the company said that, it could easily backfire if they just imploded those numbers or those numbers didn't actually exist. So I would say, yes, they do exist. I'd also say, I think, again, you're forgetting, this is through activities, Hyung. They're saying you actually have to live a greener lifestyle more than you just your spending habits. So it's actually getting you to live your life a different way. So, you know, I think you raise a point here with this middle class. Yes, middle class people are educated. But at the same time, how I get these green points is I have to care enough to do the walking that this activity has set for me. This is, in many ways, yes, for the people that care but maybe don't have the money to put into this, right? Maybe sometimes middle class people, you know, they live in a mega city, and mega cities often rent is expensive. Maybe you got a family to take care of. So absolutely, what Hyung's saying is, imagine how frustrating it is to be educated, to see a problem, want to do something, but not have the means. But I think, you know, you got to trust sometimes and analyze these things and say, okay, this does look like a good way to give back to in some way, shape, or form. I like this kind of initiative. Because in those cases where that middle class person is A, living their life in a greener way, and so it's encouraging and educating more people about, hey, you should take the subway instead of filling your gas tank and this kind of thing. That kind of encouragement could also change habits, change minds, and maybe a future where, you know, our parks or national parks and all these things that could be suffering, you know, the polar caps that are melting, maybe through these kind of initiatives, instead of just scrutinizing them, but saying, hey, we like this and more companies should do this, instead of giving them that second glance and saying, what is this about? Saying, hey, let's see more of this. Then maybe more of these kind of initiatives and more knowledge and education in the rural areas can also get out there, and we can really start seeing change.
Yes, I agree with Ryan. I think this is a brilliant idea in the first place, to be able to encourage users who just sometimes are stuck in the city, in the life circle, to actually do something to change what's going on. But I think good ideas sometimes don't get very well implemented. In this case, there are actually another part of the story. So on the other end of this Alipay or green tree system in the remote area, in the frontier area, in Inner Mongolia, mm-hmm. a very professional public welfare company are in charge of planting these trees, the actual trees, when every specific user has accumulated enough energy points. They are there to make sure the trees are planted. And sometimes they have very, very interesting stories about people who are actually planting the trees. So there was this middle-aged man who previously had no job. Now he's making, I think it's 200,000 yuan a year by planting the trees. And he's also introducing the technique to local residents, his neighbors. And I think that they also developed a new technique by incorporating a hybrid plant. In Chinese, it's called Jing Rou Cong Rong. It's a medicinal herbal mm-hmm. medicine. So by planting the trees and also adding a different plant to that tree, they're able to make a lot of money. And yeah. The locals are very encouraged to do this.
Yeah, you know, like how, well, so like let's say ant forest here as being the example we're primarily talking about today. I do want to say that with these kind of initiatives, you know, I want to reference some figures real quick and say how strong of a presence China has in maybe being able to jump on these kind of initiatives. Because according to a report from Beijing Youth Daily, this March, more than 70% of Chinese internet users said carrying cash is no longer necessary. Okay, and according to iResearch, a platform of online audience measurement and consumer insights in China, they said Chinese third-party mobile payments market has tripled to 38 trillion yuan. That's 5.5 trillion U.S. dollars in 2016. So this kind of money, these kind of habits, if we can implement in the convenience of our lives some kind of also implementation to change our habits for the greener, and if this is so strong in China and this really takes root, China could be the country that becomes people having the most greenest habits, you know, and becoming like the leader in an initiative to maybe when the world needs it the most to change our lifestyles so that, you know, maybe our future children can see these national parks that we took for granted for so many years taking our selfies in, you know. So these kind of things, I think it's great. And Lai Ming had touched on something I also want to say is, you know, I think another suggestion for this activity, and you had touched on it, is competitiveness. I mean, think of how people take, why do people take selfies? Oh, I'm looking good and I want to show it off. You know, there's a good portion of the population, and, you know, I'm not going to judge them, but they're like, ah, yeah, of course, I want to save the world, but that's not why I'm turning on my app, you know? I'm not turning on my app to save the world, so why would I do that, okay? I need to do my shopping. I don't have time for this. I'm trying to save my family, okay? Yeah. This kind of situation, I couldn't blame them. But maybe if we implement a more of a competitive show-off feature of saying, hey, look how green I'm and awesome I am, and look at all these plants I've grown. Suddenly, there's this social function where people say, oh man, Ryan's planting all these trees. Let's hang out with Ryan. He's a cool guy. And everybody's wanting to show off. Kind of like the idea of fashion, right? The reason why I wear nice clothes and dress nicely is to show off maybe some aspect of myself, my taste, my style. Those are good things. Well, what if people start showing off how they're living such a green lifestyle in such a finite way as they're this kind of app and through these activities they're doing could be really good as well.
Another story I stumbled upon was about a four-year-old child, and his mother posted some description about how the child changed after starting using this Ant Forest application, because previously the kid had trouble getting up early. Now with this 4-year-old child.
I need to try this.
No, after this, yeah, the kids get up very early to harvest the green energy. And also he's saying something. He's become very interested in the forest, in the desert. They want to do something.
That's really cool.
When he grows up.
So we see education being spread not just to people in rural areas or these kind of things that we're hoping education gets spread to, but also kids. And God, how great is that? That people are doing this and then also waking up early to do this, I definitely need to get involved in this.
Yeah, we'll make sure.
Mornings
that
are tough for
me, folks.
We'll
help you to activate your account.
The alarm clock isn't enough.
You need a stronger purpose.
I do.
Yes, as you're someone who cares about the world that we live in, absolutely, the earth that we're living upon. Well, for those who might be a little bit more skeptical in a way, or just want to follow through the whole process. What needs to be done for that to happen?
Well, there are people asking questions about sustainability. So people are worried that since the companies are spending a lot of money planting trees in the frontier areas, and the users are not spending anything at all. So they're thinking about this question, and perhaps one way to do it is to promote tourism. You would plant the trees, you just go and visit.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a way to do this for sure.